This week, Galway West, who is going to win the by-election and become a TD?
Let me explain with Sean Defoe, a News Talk original.
If you stop waffling, we might get some work done. You're a waffler. You've been years around here waffling.
God knows we have some All-Ireland champions here in Castlebar. I don't mean Castlebar Mitchells. I mean the whingers that I hear every week.
It's as though he found the entrance into Narnia and only pops back through the wardrobe every now and then to remind us of just how incompetent he is.
Hello and welcome to the podcast, and thanks a million to Cameron for sitting in for me last week while I was off. Now this week and next week we are going to be doing your insider's look, your cheat sheet to the two by-elections coming up, one in Dublin Central, one in Galway West. And my apologies if this week I'm a bit echoey. I'm recording somewhere new and I don't think I've got the acoustics quite right. So you'll just have to bear with me with this slightly echoey, less radio studio room. But hopefully it won't sound. There we go, dropping my laptop as well while I'm at it. Very helpful. Hopefully it won't sound too bad when it is there as the final product. Now, today we're going to be looking at the Galway West by-election. Who exactly is going to win it? Who is going to be the one most likely to replace Catherine Connolly, the now president and longtime independent TD in Galway? And very helpfully, we have a poll, a combined TG Cahir Irish Times poll of this constituency to give us a little bit of a guide. Ipsos BNA running the poll and the results. I suppose maybe we'll break down the candidates first a little bit and then we'll go into the results. And I suppose there's a huge, huge field running here. 17 candidates in Galway West, very spread out, a big left coalition, if you like, so it's trying to capture whatever they captured for Catherine Connolly's election and stitch it together behind somebody else through transfers or whatever it happens to be. So whether that holds together, we'll see. To be honest with you, it's probably the only way a lefty is going to win this is if they get the vote share. Because it's such a diverse field, I have a real difficulty in actually calling this constituency. If you give me each individual candidate, I can tell you why they're not going to win. But I find it very hard to pick a candidate and tell you this is exactly why this person is going to win. We're going to give it a go anyway. If you look through your lefties, you've got the likes of, say, Councillor Helen Ogbu for the Labour Party, Mead Nick Unica for the Social Democrats, who have had a difficult time in Galway West. They had a very good candidate at the last general election, didn't make it. Evelyn Sheikh, though, was her name. She left the party over the whole issue with links to Palantir from Owen Hayes, his suspension, whether he should have been brought back as a TD. You've got Mark Lowen of Sinn Féin. Sinn Féin, obviously, the lead opposition party, leading party in pretty much all of the opinion polls at the moment, but not clear whether he is actually going to figure here, and has had some controversy about whether or not he speaks enough good Gaeilge to keep those in Connemara happy. Fine Gael's Sean Kine, former minister, former government chief whip, probably the biggest name on the board when it comes to this particular by-election. Noel Thomas of Independent Ireland, he's the bookies' favourite at the moment. He was sixth out of in a 5-seat constituency in Galway West the last time around, just didn't manage to get over the line and was pipped at the end of things. You've got Niall Murphy of the Green Party. You've got Killian Keane. He's a 25-year-old councillor for Fianna Fáil, sort of a new wave, new generation. Can he do anything this time around? Thomas Welby is an independent who ran in the last election as well. Mike Cubbard, another independent. Denman Rook is an artist, I believe, running for People Before Profit. And Sheila Garrity, another independent, who was a campaign manager for Catherine Connolly. So she's sort of the Connolly continuity candidate. That is hard to say. I'm going to have to find a better way of saying that. So they're sort of the movers and shakers who are on the pitch. There's others as well who are probably less likely to feature. Orla Nugent from AIM2. AIM2 having an okay moment nationally at the minute, probably not going to feature here. by the time things are said and done. And if we look at the polls, because traditionally you have to look at by-elections and say government parties not going to win it. And it's hard really to see a government party winning this particular election when the two, Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil combined, are coming in somewhere between 32 and 35% nationally. Not a good time to be the government. Cost of living crisis, the fuel protest that happened recently, all of it going on and on. And yet, despite all of that, it is Sean Kine of Fine Gael who leads in this Irish Times poll and is generally seen as being within perhaps a shake of a seat, 17% of first preference votes, followed by Noel Thomas of Independent Ireland. Obviously, they were heavily involved in the fuel protests. He's a former Fianna Fáiler. He quit the party a few years ago over his stance on immigration and is, you know, widely seen as a bogeyman of the left, if you like. And then behind him, complete flip, Helen Ogbu of the Labour Party on 12%, the Social Democrats then falling into single digits at 9% for Meath Ní Gonacha. Killian Keane of Fianna Fáil, single digits, 8%. And to be honest, I think if he got 8%, he would be doing well. That's no offence to him personally, just where Fianna Fáil is, I think, at the moment. Mike Cubbard, independent, 7%. Mark Lowen of Sinn Féin, 7% as well. So the Shinners unlikely, really, to feature here when all is said and done. And I think that that's actually pretty reflective of this constituency. If you look back to the general election last time around, 26% of the vote went to independents, 18.8% to Fine Gael. That was between Sean Kine and Hildegard Nocton. So not massively dissimilar to where Sean Kine is at the minute. Fianna Fáil got almost 17% of the vote between Grána Shóga. Do you remember her? Didn't get elected, obviously, but Grána Shóga was in this constituency, and John Connolly, who did get elected, less than half of that, really, support for Killian Keane. And then Sinn Féin, Mairead Farrell did get elected, but on just 13.5% of the vote. They have a solid seat here in a general election, but maybe unlikely they're going to do it in a by-election. So what I like to do with these things is try to figure out, is this a right constituency? Is it a lefty constituency? Where is it? And if you take the combined Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil support, that was a bit over 35% at the general election. Noel Grealish took another 11.4%. So if you add in Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, Independent Ireland, Aintu and Noel Grealish, so all of the sort of centre and right candidates who did quite well at the last general election, that tots up to just shy of 59% of the vote. Whereas if you flip it and combine Sinn Féin, Social Democrats, Labour, Green Party, Sol, PPP, i.e. all of those who said they're going to vote transfer to each other, you have just 25%. Add that on top of Catherine Connolly's vote at the last general election, it's still only 36% of the vote for the left. So on the face of it, this is a right-wing constituency. And I suppose the expectation perhaps would be that whoever can stay ahead of Noel Thomas and Sean Kine might well elect the other, that the Aintu votes would come that way, that some of the more right-wing independents as well may well roll behind them, and even some of Fianna Fáil. I mean, if you look, Killian Keane is not going to feature as a serious candidate. He's got 8% of the vote there. Some of that could split towards Noel Thomas, maybe, who's a former Fianna Fáiler himself. Some will probably split towards Fine Gael as their government partners. But what's interesting is that the Irish Times and TG Cahir, they also polled second preference votes. So where was your second preferences going? And again, it's Sean Kine who leads here with 15% of the vote. So he's got quite a decent transfer. Now, even with that, he's well shy of 50%. And you wouldn't be all that shocked if he got to that figure and then stayed there, which makes it all the more important he stays ahead of Noel Thomas. Noel Thomas's challenge is going to be, yeah, he has a decent first preference vote, 16%, right up there with Sean Kine, but that drops to 7% on the second preferences. So he's not necessarily massively transfer friendly. And if he can't get ahead of Sean Kine, he may well be a candidate who sits there on a very significant vote, 16, 17, maybe up to 20% of the vote, but doesn't necessarily progress a huge amount further. You look at the independents here, you've got Mike Cubbard, you've got Thomas Welby as well. And when we actually look at how their votes broke down from the general election, I mean, Mike Cubbard, much more left wing. His vote helped Sinn Féin and Catherine Connolly far more than it did Noel Thomas when you look at the actual transfer of things at the last election. So it's hard to gauge somewhat, given Noel Grealish was still in the field. He was taking some of those centre-right votes as well. But yeah, you would just have to worry. And this is where, it becomes difficult to pick out a winner in this. So perhaps maybe a Noel Thomas elects Sean Kine, a Sean Kine elects a Noel Thomas. That sort of centre vote stays there, and the Fianna Fáil vote all wrapped into one. On the flip side, have you anyone from the left who can combine and roll up all the others and take advantage of that? Helen Ogbu would seem the early favourite, quite an impressive councillor, 12% of the first preferences, 11% of the second preferences. But if we add up and do the sort of tots, so you've got 12%, you've got 9% for the Social Democrats. This is really going to test my maths on the fly. That's 21. You look at, say, Sinn Féin, another 7% up to 28. The Green Party, 6. You're on 34. Sheila Garrity, 3%. Denman Rook, 2%. That's another 5. So you're up in around 39, 40%. Can someone like Helen Ogbu or another left field candidate do enough then among the other people being eliminated? The Killian Keens, the Mike Cupboards, the, you know, even Orla Nugent, say, for example, can they do enough among them to bridge that 11% gap? And actually, just by death by a thousand cuts to the leading candidate, that someone like Ogbu gets there. Not impossible, you would have to say, on the day. And I think particularly given, you know, the Bertie Ahern comments on immigration, they've really been seized upon by the left wing. I think immigration is going to be quite a hot topic when it comes to this particular by-election. That said, by-elections are extraordinarily local. The poll also looked at, what are your big issues? What's number one for you? And 27% actually said roads. So that could be, you know, the bypass of Galway. There's been talk of the Glouis public transport. Sitting in traffic around Galway City is an absolute nightmare, known no better than by the people who actually live there. Housing, 26% is the second, almost the first, but second highest issue. And that's not really a massive surprise either. And again, likely to go against the government parties. And then cost of living, the third, all the way down to 11%. Which I was a little bit surprised at. I thought it would be a bit higher. Public transport, 8%. So the whole transport issue in itself taking about 35%. Fuel prices as well. Rent, infrastructure, etc. down. Then you're getting, I mean, migration, refugees, asylum seekers, just 2% of the vote. That's probably damaging for someone like Noel Thomas, who would campaign on that. That even though, say, you have one on one side, Helen Ogbu's talking about the benefits of immigration, on the other side, the likes of Noel Thomas and Bertie Ahern talking about too many people coming into the country, and yet just 2% of people polled in Galway West thought this was their most important issue. I thought that was particularly interesting. Also interesting in the polling, why do you choose a candidate? And I always find this particularly interesting. The lead there, 32% said because of where they stand on a particular issue. So they mightn't be the perfect person for everything, they mightn't represent everything you represent, but you agree with them on the roads or the infrastructure or immigration or a cost of living or whatever it is. 26% said from the local area. That's, you know, all politics is local. We know all about that. And depending on whether you're in Galway City or Connemara or wherever, you're going to probably have a different opinion. Because they belong to a party or a group I support, that's just 20%, which is interesting, isn't it? Just one fifth of voters actually saying I'm backing them because they're of a particular party. That would have been much, much higher, obviously, in previous decades. And then 16% saying to send a message to the government. So quite a strong protest vote there. How much will their stance on the fuel protest influence how you vote for them? 35% said a lot, 32% said not at all, and 32% said somewhat. So you really couldn't get more evenly mixed when it comes to that. Irish fluency, interesting for the Sinn Féin candidate, given their lack of Irish or not lack of Irish, depending on whether you believe the candidate themselves or Mary Lou McDonald, and whether they say they can actually take part in a debate as Gaeilge. And interestingly, even that this is Galway West and you have parts of the Connemara Gaels in the constituency, 67% saying it made no difference whether they spoke Irish or not, and 32% saying it would make them less or more likely, rather, to vote for them. I think that's most of the interesting ones. I mean, they polled about change in the way the country is run, 47% in favour of moderate change, 46% in favour of radical change. Kind of interesting as well, pretty 50-50 when it came to that, although vast majority of people want to change of some kind or another. And then there's other questions, etc., on the economic burden. So look, it's going to be a particularly interesting by-election out here in Galway. I think this has all sorts of fascinating things across it. Possibly the most straight left versus right by-election we've had in a long time. This is either going to go the way of Fine Gael or Independent Ireland, and, you know, forget government opposition, etc. for a while, but broadly the right wing of Irish politics, some more right than others, and this lefty coalition. And if they do manage to pull it off, and elect the likes of Helen Albu or the Social Democrats candidate or whoever it is, maybe Mark Lowen of Sinn Féin, although the Sinners seem to be kind of giving up the ghost on that even themselves, it does open this question for, well, maybe a left government is possible and we don't have to get on every single issue or agree on everything. But actually, when the votes come together, you can elect a left-wing candidate in the face of some pretty significant opposition. We're going to have polling not long after this podcast comes out today on Dublin Central. And that, again, is going to be absolutely fascinating to see where it is. Where is Jerry the Monk Hutch? Does he have a realistic chance? The bookies' favourite, and I think my favourite, to be quite honest with you about it, is Daniel Ennis, the Social Democrats councillor. Can he actually do it? Can he get there? Is he at the races? And Janice Boylan of Sinn Féin, the candidate that Mary Lou McDonald didn't actually really want all that much and tried to get somebody else on the ballot. Is she going to win in Mary Lou McDonald's backyard? Could anybody, could Ray McAdam, say the Fine Gael candidate, perhaps upset that? I doubt it. But anyway, we will be breaking down Dublin Central in some significant detail this time next week, ahead of what will then be a weekend of coverage on News Talk of those particular by-elections. In the meantime, Fianna Fáil is gathering not just to celebrate its 100th year, but also for its Ardèche over the weekend. Micheál Martin under all kinds of pressure, particularly if these, and I think these by-elections could be really bad for Fianna Fáil. Their worst performance was in 2021, 4.6% of the vote for Deirdre Conroy in Dublin Bay South. I'm not sure either performance will be that bad, but if they are at 8-9%, I think they're doing well. I think it's going to be single digits, and I think it could be low single digits for Fianna Fáil, which is an awful long way away from where it was for most of that 100-year history. That's it for this particular episode, your primer on Galway West. Back with Dublin Central next week, and I will chat to you soon.